where members of the academic community are raising the alarm over planned budget cuts for the Academy of Sciences. The cuts would see state funds for research projects fall by around 50% over the next 3 years, something that critics believe will be fatal for Czech scientific research. On Tuesday, students and professors held a mock execution of Czech science in the center of Prague to draw attention to the problem. Earlier, my colleague Rob Cameron spoke to Jiří Drahoš, president of the Academy of Sciences.
Our main objection is that the proposal is totally unjustified with respect to the basic research and especially with respect to the Academy of Sciences. We are accepting the problems with the budget in crisis. The problem is that the cut for the Academy, which is about 1 billion crowns, is totally unjustified, and only a very small part of it can be attributed to the crisis.
The proposals nonetheless call for research projects to be judged on a case-by-case basis and have a sort of tender for each one. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, we don't have anything against grants or projects. We are, in fact, a very successful institution in getting money from outside and from grant money. But the problem is if you lower the basic finances below a certain threshold, you cannot keep the teams together. You are no more able to apply for the grants. That's a problem. And these teams are threatened by the decision of the governmental board, then you have no chance to apply for European projects, for national projects, etc.
You held this demonstration, very noisy demonstration yesterday in the centre of Prague. What further steps do you intend to take to fight these proposals?
First of all, I would maybe correct you. This was not demonstration. This was just a happening of young scientists, young researchers from the academy, but they were accompanied also by some guys from the universities to say to the media and to the people passing the center of the city that there are problems. For me, as a president of the academy, next steps will be to negotiate with the prime minister. I have already a date next week with the prime minister, with the minister of finance and the ministry of education, youth and sports. So this will be official negotiations which should be kept next week.
And one would have thought that the Prime Minister, Mr. Fischer, would be your natural ally in this. Of course, he came to the government from the statistics office. He himself is a researcher, a scientist. Do you think he's on your side?
Well, I hope so, but I'm afraid he doesn't have a correct information until now. That's a problem. He has been informed only from the side of advisory board of the government, and I hope that he will be open to the arguments of the academy.
Rob Cameron talking there to the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Jiří Drahoš.